Thank you very much. My name is Kassem Abida. I'm doing my PhD at the University of Waterloo, Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, under the supervision of Professor Fakhri Karay. My presentation today is entitled Sea Rover, Improving the Rover System Using Automatic Error Detection, with the help of Wafa from the Vestec company in Ontario. A brief outline of my speech today. First, we start by presenting the rover system, then outlining our proposed approach to improve the system, followed by some experimental results, and then we conclude with a summary and future direction. So the motivation of our work is due to the ubiquitous use of large vocabulary continuous speech recognition system and the abundance of application using this type of systems. There is an increasing requirement for high accuracy, robustness, and optimization of the speech decoders. So some of the common solutions to these problems are enhancing the feature extraction techniques. We can also combine these speech features. This is the front end of the speech decoder. We can also optimize the speech decoder. And then we can, the recent approaches are combining speech decoders. We're going to be focusing on this type of solutions. So decoder output combination means that some of the common, tools in this type of approaches are the recognizer output voting error reduction, the rover system. There is also the confusion network combination and the minimum time frame word error rate. The idea is to combine different output coming from different speech decoders into one single composite output that hopefully will lead and reduce the word error rate. So we're going to be focusing on the rover. We're trying to improve this rover system. A brief introduction to Rover. Rover has been developed by Jonathan Fiskus in 1997 by within NIST. The goal is to produce this composite ASR to reduce the word error rate. This technique is now known as, it's a baseline technique, and every new combination technique of decoders is compared to the Rover technique. So the process of Rover is, it's a two-stage process. First, it starts by creating a composite word transition network from the different speech decoders. Then this network is browsed by a voting algorithm that tries to select the best word at each slot in the word transition network. To do this, there are, the paper has presented back in 97, has presented three voting schemes. First of all, one of them uses only the frequency of occurrence at each slot of the network, and the two others use the word confidence. So basically, this is the core equation of the Rover system. We have the confidence of the word at the slot I, and we have also the frequency of occurrence of that word in that slot. So alpha is a trade-off that we use to balance between the use of the frequency and the confidence of the words. There are, a few details here for the voting mechanism, but we don't need to worry about these for now. Some of the shortcomings of the Rover system is that this scoring mechanism, the voting mechanism, only works if the errors that are coming from each decoder are different from each other. Otherwise, if we compile them together, there is no gain. We don't gain anything because we will end up with the same error. And also the iterative combination of these transition network, it doesn't guarantee the optimal result. So if you combine decoder A and B, the result is different from B and A. This technique is also vulnerable because two of the voting mechanisms are using the confidence value, which is, still not reliable in the speech recognition area. Also, we are unable to use more than one best sequence from each recognizer, and it's unable to outvote the erroneous ASR systems when only one single ASR outputs the correct sequence of words. So several works have been done to try to tackle these problems, especially the use of machine learning techniques and the voting mechanism. But still, I mean, the performance of this system has reached a plateau, and it's very difficult to reduce the word error rate. So our proposed approach here is to try to inject a contextual analysis before the voting mechanism to try to filter out and remove the errors from the composite word transition network before applying the voting mechanism. So first we start by building the composite network, then we remove the errors, and then we apply the usual voting offer over. Let's start by presenting the error detection technique first. So we have to define a few terms. The neighborhood of a word is the set of words in the left and right context. A PMI of two words is nothing else but the log of the probability of these words happening together divided by the product of these probabilities. The probability we can get it from a large corpus. It's the number of occurrence of the word I divided by the total number. Then once we have these PMIs, PMI stands for point wise mutual information. Once we have these PMIs, we can create the semantic coherence values. We can use harmonic mean from these PMIs, arithmetic mean, maximum, or summation. The algorithm of this error detection classifier is as follows. So given a sentence, we identify first the neighborhood, then we create these PMI scores for all the pair of words in that sentence. Then we create the semantic score, as we showed before, using either harmonic mean, maximum, or summation. Once we create these semantic scores, we define the average of all these scores, and then how we tag that one, a word is an error. If the semantic score of that word is less than k multiplied by this average, that means that error, that word is an error. Otherwise, it will be tagged as a correct output. So the second part of the approach is integrating this thing within the Rover process. So we start by building the word transition network first. So this is the word transition network. We have the first output is A, B, C. The second decoder gave us A, F, D. The third one gave us A, B, E. So we work on this network. We try to do some error filtering. This is a more generic approach where we use more than one error classifier. Then using error filtering, we remove these links. See here, the F has been removed because it has been tagged as an error, and we remove this one. Then we apply finally the Rover voting on this updated word transition network. So the algorithm works as follows. We create the composite network. Then for each slot of the network, we apply the error classifier to remove the words and then replace them by the null transition. And then we apply the voting algorithm. So some experimental results. The experimental framework, we had used the Nuance V9, the latest speech decoder from Nuance, and then the CMU open source Sphinx 4, Java-based speech decoder. We used the HAP4 testing framework. We tried to create three type of decoders, so V9 with this language model, and then Sphinx 4 with two different language models. The PMI counts, as you remember before, we had some probabilities, so we had to use a huge corpus. We used the Google 1 trillion web token corpus. We used the 13 million unigram and 340 million bigrams to get those frequencies. Brief outline of the measures we used. The word error rate, it's the number of deletion, substitution, insertion divided by the total number of words that have been outputted by the recognizer. Precision and recall, true positive, and this is false negative, false positive. F measure the harmonic mean of precision and recall. And then the negative positive rate and the positive predictive value, sorry. Negative predictive value, positive predictive value. So let's first assess our error classifier before we integrate it within the Rover system. Here we have plotted the F measure for this classifier. And we have plotted in terms of the K, the thresholding. This is, the threshold that will balance. It's a trade-off of how aggressive is the filtering of the errors. We also plotted the different type of aggregation of the PMI scores into semantic scores. So we can notice here that most of the aggregation yield the same, basically almost the same behavior, but sometimes with the, when the neighborhood changes, some of them yield better results. The predictive rate, these two have to be swapped, by the way. So when we increase the threshold, the number of errors we are getting increases as well. And the negative predictive rate decreases because we are tagging correct words as incorrect words. So now the C-Rover assessment, we have done two experiments. We have applied the error detector on all the words and then on all the words but the stop words. We removed the stop words. I will explain why later on. So this is for two decoder. We have three settings. So here we have report the experiments for the all the two decoder combination. So we can see that we can obtain up to 1.5% reduction in word error rate. We notice that when we don't apply the error classifier on stop words, we need better results because by the definition of a stop words, it's a word that lacks, semantic meaning. And then, and if you see the formula for the PMIs, it tries to see, if that word is an outlier, but usually a stop word, it's very difficult to see whether it's an outlier in a sentence or not. That's why when we don't apply it on stop words, we yield better results. Now for the 3D decoder combination, we see that, the results, the word error rate reduction is quite low. So what we have done here, we have come with another trick, is that we only apply the error classifier if, we don't apply the error classifier if two of the ASR output agree on the word. So we only apply it when the three of them are different. And when we do that, we see that we get a much larger, word error rate reduction. So summary, we have proposed in this paper a novel approach to improve the rover system. We call it contextual rover. We have a quantity rover with a contextual analysis via the use of an error classifier. In our case, we use the PMI-based error classifier, and we have achieved up to 1.5% in word error rate reduction. Future direction is we can use other alternative error classifier like the LSI, the latent semantic indexon error classifier. We can also combine error classifier to compensate for the low precision rate of these error classifiers. We can also validate this technique on other using other ASRs and testing paradigm. And we have to also investigate the computational complexity of the C-Rover and the scalability of the system. Thank you.
Okay, questions from audience? Yeah, please.
Thank you for your presentation. Have you tried to update the confidence scores on the words?
Yeah, it's a good question. In this paper, we only used one of the voting schemes, the frequency one, because most of the confidence value, if not all of them, from these two speech decoder are basically useless. They are very bad confidence value, so it's like we don't use of them. So when you have a sentence, all the words have a confidence value of one. So it's basically we cannot use and see the impact of using the confidence value with this technique, using this paradigm. But this approach can be applied on what we are talking about is the voting mechanism, but we are not touching that part. We are trying to remove errors and then go back to the original rover. So it doesn't affect what we are presenting here.
The original rover has a voting mechanism where it uses the confidence force attached to the words too.
Yes. It does. It provides, three voting mechanisms. You can choose whichever you like. So in our case, if we don't have good confidence measures, we don't use it. We use the first one.
Okay. Any questions? Any more questions? Or maybe can you just give a brief comments on the computation complexity of the C-Rover versus the Rover?
For the C rover, because we have to check, when we include this error detection classifier, what will happen? Do we need, more computational power? How does it scale? As I told you, we have to have a huge corpus to be able to extract those probabilities. How does this affect in terms of memory, in terms of CPU power? Mm-hmm. We have to investigate that.
Also in terms of energy?
Energy as well, yeah.
Okay, if no questions, oh, sorry.
Yeah. So assuming that you would get reasonable confidence scores from the recognizers, would you think that you would still get some gains? Because I think the confidence scores from the recognizers might already capture a lot of this information.
I believe so, yeah. We can still get better results, because what we are doing actually is we are trying to help the voting mechanism by removing the errors. So if we remove the errors and we have good confidences later, then the voting mechanism will for sure, yield better results. Yeah.
Okay, if there's no other questions, let's thank the speaker again. Thank you.